I've always been pretty interested in World War II and all the messed up things that happened during it. So I've read a lot of books, I've researched quite a few things about it, but what I'm about to talk to you guys about are some of the most interesting things that I have learned so far. But before we get into the video, or podcast rather, make sure to check out my YouTube channel, A Divide. It's the same name as this podcast channel profile thing. But anyway, I won't take up any more of your time. Disclaimer: I'm not responsible for any nightmare or the loss of ability to sleep. Your discretion is advised. On October 28th, 1943, almost 2 years before World War II ended, a cannon-class destroyer escort called the USS Eldridge was conducting top-secret experiments designed to win command of the oceans against the Axis powers. The rumor was that the government was creating technology that would render naval ships invisible to empty enemy radar. And there in the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard, it was time to test it out. Witnesses claim an eerie green-blue light surrounded the hull of the ship as her generators spun up, and then suddenly the Eldridge disappeared. The ship was then seen in Norfolk Naval Shipyard in Virginia before disappearing again and reappearing in Philadelphia. Reports states that classified military documents reported that the Eldridge crew were affected by the events in disturbing ways. Some went insane, others developed mysterious illnesses, but others were said to have been fused together with the ship, still alive, but with limbs sealed to the metal, which is actually a convincing reason why the Eldridge story gained so much momentum. But what if that is all it is? A story. The missing children. During the war, Switzerland did its best to remain neutral, but was sought after by both Allied and Axis powers. When Germany initiated acts of aggression against the country, the United Kingdom was sent reinforcements. That was how one British company found themselves stationed in a remote village in the Swiss Alps. A few weeks after the British company had entered the village, the locals started to notice a series of strange events. Pieces of wood and tarps disappeared from sheds, valuables were stolen from their homes. The culmination of these events was a child from the village going missing. At first, it was assumed that the disappearance was a tragic accident, but then more children disappeared. The only adult to disappear was Private Reginald from the British unit. He went missing from the barracks, and this led to a rumor that a monster was living in the mountains and preying on the village. After Private Reginald, more children disappeared. One night, a figure was seen peering through the window of a house as the soldiers patrolled the town. The soldiers yelled at the figure, which took off. They gave chase, reaching the edge of the village, where the figure appeared to jump into the ground. The soldiers found a cave hollowed out of the side of a snowdrift. Shots were fired from the cave and returned by the soldiers. After moments of silence, they investigated the cave further. Inside, they found Reginald shot through the heart and surrounded by the half-eaten bodies of seven children. Can we just take a minute to, think about how messed up that is? All right, moment of silence is over. Diplomat Hotel. The Diplomat Hotel in the Philippines is a prime spot for ghost hunters. with banging and screams being heard in the middle of the night. The terror scene in this building occurred when the Japanese invaded the Philippines. The building was once a monastery, and the invading forces beheaded all the nuns and clergy, I don't know how to say that word, when they took the city. The monastery was turned into a sanatorium for the remainder of the war. After the war, the use of the building changed again, as if it became a hotel. Or as it became a hotel. Guests of the hotel often reported seeing black figures and women in white. Normandy has a number of sites from World War II that can be visited today. One father decided to do this with his 7-year-old daughter. While in France, nothing strange occurred, but in the year after the visit, his daughter often spoke of men and other things that she saw while there. She described men pointing guns at her and following her while they toured the bunkers in the area. She described them as hiding behind corners and moving around like soldiers would. While this could normally be written off as active imagination, she was able to perfectly describe the uniforms of both sides of the conflict, while never actually having seen them. Now, if that was my daughter, I'd just be like, no, back to the orphanage with you. No. I've seen enough horror movies to know that's how that usually should work out. If you enjoy the dark, mysterious, and frightening events told by a teenager, make sure to stay tuned for all my other podcasts that I will be trying to do more regularly. And thank you so much. I know it's been a while since my last one, but I didn't think it would actually take off, and I am so thankful for the fact that it did. I also want to thank my sponsor, which I will be doing another recording for. But anyway, I just really wanted to say thank you for all the support. I just keep saying thank you. All right. My name is Ada Vine, and I will see y'all later.